by sitting here with one of the dopest singers that I've ever met.
He's met, yeah.
In my entire life.
Absolutely. I can agree.
One of the best stage performers that I've met in my entire life. Her name is Ida Divine, folks.
Hello.
Give it up for Ida Divine.
Facebook, YouTube, how you doing? My name is Ida Divine, YouTube. And I'm so happy to be here coordinating with the red couch. You got the grain of red,
you feel
the
me?
Orange popping the lip, if you can see that, if you got a good phone.
You saw the lips?
Yeah.
I'm showing the lips.
All good. So happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I greatly appreciate you. You know, we were just talking in the background about how we met. And, you know, friends always return favors. And we never had a favor, but it just feels like that. You know what I'm saying? The way she just came through for the kid and just blessed me with her presence. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Thank you for tapping in on the Red Couch with Burn. We here. I'm glad that y'all came to view who we are. So, Ida Divine. Who is Ida Divine? That's what we want to know. Who are you? Who is Ida Divine?
Oh, I'm a throwback from the 70s when people really invested in soul music. The voices, the songwriting, the birth of R&B, and I'm just living in the year 2022.
Wow. Yeah. She says she's a throwback. Living in the year of 2022.
Yeah, time traveling.
Okay, so what you trying to say? You've been here before?
I mean, I'm not saying these things. I'm just, you know.
You've been here before. You know what? I think that a lot
seems
of people.
Seems familiar, you know.
I think that a lot of people that are really talented like yourself, I think in order to be this talented, you kind of got to like be like out of this world.
Yeah, you got to think outside the box, right?
That's right. You can't be like a regular artist.
I don't think Prince or Michael Jackson or Beyonce, any of those people are normal people. They want to be normal people, I think, because their stardom is so big. But there was something in them as a child that people could be like, kind of weird.
So you had one of those childhoods where you were singing and dancing in front of
them? No. I was actually, and I see your baby girl coloring just so beautifully. Yeah. I was very artistic. I used to draw pictures and things like that. So that's where my kind of artistry started in being creative.
Okay.
Then that turned into writing poems, and that turned into writing songs. And, you know, the 90s was a very huge era for hip-hop, and I was living in Staten Island. I grew up in Staten Island, so I was seeing the Wu-Tang. And I really was invested and interested in getting into music when I saw them.
Okay.
In my neighborhood.
When you saw Wu-Tang?
Yeah. Yep. Growing up in Staten Island,
this is great. This is a story.
Yeah.
So, because I know I saw you rap, which I didn't even know you rap. This is crazy.
Most R&B singers can.
Like, okay.
But they don't because it puts them in another box that they don't want to be in.
Being, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Most R&B singers
Jill
can
Scott,
rap.
Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, who else? Busta Rhymes, even though he's not a singer, he can sing. Drake.
Oh, Busta Rhymes can sing.
Baby, if you give it to me, give it to you. He can hold it. No, wait a minute. Don't be shitting on Busta. Busta Bus.
You know what I'm saying? No.
But
understand what you're saying,
R&B
the way his voice
goes,
is.
Yeah. Hip hop R&B is a good marriage. So, yeah. But yeah, I was one of those kids that was like, kind of weird. You know, kept to myself. Yeah.
Well, I would definitely say that R&B has taken a different turn.
I would agree.
These days, you got people claiming they the kings and queens of R&B, but it lost that. You what they call it, riff?
It's certain key notes, you know, key
they not
hit
them
things
notes
that
no
you
more.
Do,
they
and they ain't hitting them notes, you know. You either got it or you don't got it. You know what I'm saying? But it's better when you were raised on R&B, like authentic R&B. Then you know what you're listening for, right? But R&B has changed over the years. So, you know, people like, I hate to say his name, but I'm going to say it. you know what I'm going to say.
No, I don't know.
R. Kelly.
Or the
Kelly.
Aura. He's gonna
okay,
the
so,
aura.
So people like him, mm-hmm. definitely out of this world, right? We can agree to that.
Yeah.
But he captures R&B so perfectly.
He does, but he's just so sad what happened to the man. Man, what happened to the Aura? He just got arrested. I mean, he just got sentenced. He just got sentenced.
And he's doing what he loves in jail. That's how
singing?
Strong R&B is, yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
You seen the video or something?
There's plenty of videos
of
him singing and them just gathered around.
Wow.
That's how powerful R&B is.
Just click the video on the link, you're gonna see the video. I gotta check that out. That's crazy. But I don't really like that guy, man. Cause like I feel like he was just too undercover with what he was doing, but at the same time everybody kinda knew. Yeah, everybody kind of knew.
The terrible thing about it is that the people who knew were protecting him. And they should probably be where he's at right now. You know, he couldn't do that. He can't just walk up to the school being R. Kelly. Everybody would notice him. He got to get like a wingman and a third man and, you know.
True.
Maybe we're thinking too
make
far
sense.
Into it, but.
No, you make sense. You
can
make sense.
Curse?
You make sense. Yeah, you can.
Fuck that nigga.
She said, fuck that nigga.
There's room for another king of R&B.
Be right. So
and we're waiting
so
for you.
So who
where
do
you
think? So we're going to dive back.
Oh, I already know.
We're going to dive back into you
okay.
for a second.
All right.
But who do you think the new king of R&B is?
King is a very strong word. And there's emperors are above kings. And then there's princes. And then there's dukes and all that. But I think.
The Duke of R&B.
I think a running up king of R&B could be Usher.
Okay.
I think Usher definitely has proven himself many times.
Okay. Usher can be the king of R&B. Who
think?
Do y'all think would be the king of
That's
R&B?
That's a good question, right?
Comment right down in the comments.
Because he's lost his title. Right? His title's gone. You're in jail. You cannot call yourself that anymore.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he can call himself that, but
Nah, my
king
man.
King of R&B.
So Usher is the king of R&B. So who would be the Duke?
The Duke of R&B.
So who would be the Duke of R&B?
I like this new guy called Lucky Day.
Oh, never heard of him.
Yeah.
Somebody always puts me on to a new person. Somebody.
He's from New Orleans. Really good. Captures the 90s R&B. Really good.
Y'all heard of Lucky Day before? Because I never heard of him, but the crazy thing is somebody put me on the Giveon the last time they was here. I was like,
very Khalid. There's a few dudes that's doing R&B.
So Usher
but
is
yeah.
the new king of R&B.
Ooh, I didn't say that. I just said he might be a runner-up. Who do you think could be other than Usher?
Who could go
against Usher to keep saying?
Who could go against Usher that could really sing?
Sing, yeah.
That's a dude? Man, that's still alive.
That's still here, not in jail.
You don't think Chris Brown?
I love Chris Brown,
but you don't think
I think Chris Brown is more pop R&B.
Okay.
And so is Usher, more pop R&B. There's so many R&B genres. So there's soul R&B, funk R&B. There's the D'Angelo R&B. There's the Maxwell R&B. So.
But what do you say? Usher has the overall R&B.
I think he can
do everything.
I think he's got a Vegas residency. He's put out, you know. Grammys and, you know.
I'm trying to think because every time I think of somebody, I'm thinking now in my head the first person I just thought of when you said R&B, like who do you first think of when you say R&B? You don't think Usher.
You don't. You
I
think of the
thinking,
other guy that I said. That's what I think of whenever you say R&B. We're talking about men.
Well, I think now.
But we're transcending time. We're just talking about this day and time,
right?
There was Teddy Pendergrass. It was, you know,
so many people.
You know, there's been many before.
Well, who I think now when you say R&B, I think of The Weeknd. I think
of The Weeknd, yeah.
I think of The Weeknd, yeah, because the way his voice—that's R&B.
Yeah, it is.
Panties coming right.
He definitely got that sexy soul R&B. Yeah, he definitely solidifies R&B.
I think The Weeknd. What's this dude's name?
And he's a very big star as well.
There's a guy. I can't even get to his name. But We'll get back to that in a minute, but let's jump back into Ida Devine.
Yeah.
So Grammy.
I'll let you know what it is because I don't want the Grammy people being like,
No. I was going to say recording artist.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Nominated for one of the dopest platforms that you could possibly imagine. So, yeah, explain to me what it is. Let me not get it incorrect. So, how do you say the phrase?
All right. So, an artist has to do so much in this industry to be noticed by the Recording Academy. Like, if I just started doing music today and I had 3 songs, if those songs are dope enough, I could get into the Academy. But pretty much what it is you putting music out, it charting, people in the industry over 20 years recognizing you and saying, yeah, that shit is hot. I co-sign her, right? Then recommending you to the Academy. So I was recommended, and this process takes over a year. So over a year ago, I was recommended to the Academy by 3 industry legends that have been in the industry for over 20 years that I've worked with over my career.
Are you allowed to mention those people?
I can. Yeah. Okay. One of them is, Dave Lighty.
Violator.
Herb Middleton, who was a big producer with Bad Boy. And a man named Franklin Sinclair that is in the UK but has charted my music to the point to where it was triggered, right? Triggered into there's label charts and then there's industry charts. My songs were charting so good that it was going into the label charts and I was being combined with signed artists. In the artists. And in UK, yeah.
Right.
So being like in the charts with labeled artists, right? So what happened is those 3 people recommended me and now the Grammy Recording Academy recognizes me as someone that should be submitting our music for a Grammy. So I'm the Grammy class of 2022.
Grammy class.
About 2,000 are in this class of 2022.
So right now, you could actually submit your song.
I can submit my songs from 5 years ago to the Grammys to win singles, albums, EPs for whatever I've done.
So for everybody that's watching, y'all be thinking that they pick people.
And let me cut you off. And I can also vote. So I am someone who is a voting member who I could vote for someone to get a Grammy. And now since I'm in the Grammy class, people can vote on me.
So basically,
that's how it works. You have to be a voting member.
So basically what she said is if your favorite artist lose.
I didn't say vote again. So I said vote for. that's how it works.
If your favorite artist lose. Y'all know who to hit up. What I'm saying? You gotta come to Ida Devine. Ida Devine is special. She can sing. We're gonna get her to sing later.
I don't know.
You already know how we do. So recently, you did a performance and you was on stage, or I'm not sure if you were on stage with them or you opened up for them. But you were on stage with "You Got to Tell Me Waiting,
Contemplating,
My Love."
Y'all
too young for that, son. You was on the stage with Loose Ends. How was that? How did that feel?
I was actually last week because we had to schedule it this time because I was in UK a few days ago. Just icons. That's R&B right there. Like, that's the R&B you grew up with, or I grew up with anyway, hearing in the house and living in New York. Radio station would play Loose Ends to no end, but it was their show in London, and it was just dope. I met Carl, one of the main the main producer for Loose Ends, and the ladies, and they killed it.
Do you perform like all over the countries, or like do you like where's the furthest, or like where's the dopest country that you've ever performed in?
Not a country, actually, on a boat.
On
a cruise.
Okay. Out here?
Or no, just somewhere in the Caribbean.
Okay.
I've performed in London. That's the furthest, maybe I would say, that I performed. But like if we're talking about maritime, nerd on the ocean. But yeah, I've performed there. I perform everywhere. I've performed in basements.
We all had to do that.
Listen.
We all had to do
if
that.
If you got a mic and some people, call me up.
I do. Call you up.
Yeah. If I'm feeling like it.
Where's the most grungiest place you perform? Like, I know you had, or like, what's the wildest experience you had while performing? Like, I got my shit on footage. Okay.
Oh, is it?
What? Girls coming on stage. Like groupies. I was like, this me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I've never had that, although yeah. I might, you know, aspire to have that one day.
No, you will. you probably did. You just don't know. Dudes ain't like that. We be standing in the crowd looking like, I'm going to say something, but I ain't going to say nothing because you probably going to. She probably gonna say something to me. She probably gonna, nah, I don't know. She ain't gonna say nothing to me. You know what?
You know, women have an attitude. They come off the stage. I don't want you to fucking say shit to me. But, you know, it depends on how I feel. But I was performing. I don't know if it was a trap house. I was down south. It might have been a trap house. But, you know, I was feeling good. Everybody was singing stuff. And then somebody was like, wait, she's gonna sing. And I was like, oh, shit, now I gotta sing. But they was doing tattoos in the kitchen, and it was some hood shit, I felt at home, but that was kind of crazy. It was like 3 something in the morning, people sleeping and shit like that on the floor. It's a good party.
That sounds like an experience I want to experience.
Yeah,
sounds like a wild experience. Y'all have no idea who y'all sitting amongst. See, the people that I have on my show, though, are destined to blow and are blown up already. Y'all just don't understand. And you know what? She's a star. Y'all don't even know who y'all looking at. I just don't understand. Y'all don't understand. But anyway, you was recently at the Essence Fest.
Yes.
Where was that at?
That was in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was that experience?
It was beautiful. This was the first Essence since the pandemic happened. So, it's my first Essence attending and obviously performing, but I met so many dope people and celebrities. It was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Who did you meet while you were there? Or who had you like, oh my God?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you the last person I met. I was like, oh my God. So LaToya Luckett was hosting the Super Lounge Coca-Cola stage that I was on, and Dream Doll was there.
Okay,
Coco Jones.
Okay.
From the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. And a young lady named Raish. So it was all of us on the Coca-Cola soundstage, and LaToya Luckett was the host, and it was wonderful. She's great. Mm-hmm. Very nice, and it brought me out so beautifully. And I was backstage listening to somebody introduced me, and when I got on the stage, I was like, oh shit, it's LaToya Luckett.
Wow.
So that was cool. I met the Brat and her wife because it was during Pride Week. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I met Tamron Hall.
Okay. My friend does her makeup.
Oh my God.
My friend Tanil does
beautiful. It's
Hall's
like a
makeup.
Statue in person. Mm-hmm. I met Roxy.
Roxy? Who's
yeah.
that?
Roxy Diaz from 106 in Park.
Okay, Roxy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry.
You gotta cut that out. You gotta cut that part out.
No, I'm just saying. No, it's all right. Yo, 106 in Park.
I know for a long time.
Bring back 106 in Park. You know what? I think they're supposed to be bringing that back.
They should, yeah.
Yeah.
They should.
Damn, how do you.
But Terrence was there too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You met a lot of people.
And the best. I'm gonna leave the best for last. I was coming off of the stage from. I had two shows. I had the Coca-Cola soundstage, and then I had the Superdome, the convention center where it's the big stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I was coming off the stage and I saw Bobby Brown, and he was a sweetheart. I took a picture with him. And
you put it up? I ain't seen the picture.
I did. I put it in my story. I'm going to post it again. But he was a sweetheart. And to meet Bobby Brown, when we talk about R&B, like, you know what Whitney said.
Well, I think we might have to go back to looking at.
So.
That who was the king of R&B?
Who really was the king?
Because Bobby Brown been out for.
Yeah.
Well, he stopped making music. You know what's crazy? Off of R&B a little bit onto rap.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the other day, who is the longest standing rapper in the rap game
that's
till
still
today that still raps, that's still relevant? Who is?
Damn.
I got it.
Tell me. I would love to
know. You already said his name already.
Busta?
It has to be.
And he's still holding it down. You because mean like Busta still Rhymes, relevant?
It's still relevant.
Snoop? But I think Busta been doing
Busta
it
was out
him.
Before yeah. Leaders of the New School. When he was in Leaders of the New School.
You're right.
Drew Brush and Boss. Hand attack.
And still.
That's what niggas used to do this shit yeah. right here.
Oh, we're telling our age, right? But that dance was just so retarded, wasn't it? Like, yeah, you remember seeing people doing that in the street? You're like,
that's crazy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we
see people doing that shit now, you'd be like, you do
cross color jeans.
Oh my god! Fun
but
times.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
Who
yeah.
else is who else is past Busta Rhymes? I don't see.
He's not maybe a rapper, somebody... but Diddy. Still relevant.
Nah, because
no.
Because Diddy came.
He
in
was
the
after
90s,
Busta.
I think Busta came like the late 80s.
That's a long time.
Because I remember when I was little mm-hmm. and I used to listen to his music on my little radio. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think Busta Rhymes is the long. Well, you know what? He hasn't made a song in a minute. Come on, Busta, what you doing?
But, yeah, yeah. I mean, to be relevant, he's still relevant, though. He could do something here and there. I like mm-hmm. the, I want to thank you with Lil Wayne. That was dope. That's the last
okay,
thing
okay.
I heard from them. But.
Okay. I can't think of nobody
right.
else. Who's the longest standing, still relevant R&B singer?
Oh, shit. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan still make music?
Yes. She just put something
my bad. I'm sorry. Chaka. Chaka.
That's my birthday 22, Chaka. So whenever somebody say anything Chaka. About R&B women, I'll be like, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, let me rock it.
Let me rock it, Chaka Khan.
That's the only thing you think about when you're talking
yeah.
about rock it, Chaka Khan.
With a few of you.
Let me rock it, he's on the one
of there's a lot of ladies still doing it. Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle. All right.
Toni Braxton.
Okay, Patti LaBelle might be the one then, because Patti LaBelle.
She was Essence. Yeah, I didn't get to meet her.
Patti LaBelle was out before TVs became color.
Damn, you might be right.
So she might be the one, because there's cause nobody else. Because Patti LaBelle's like Aretha Franklin's sister, though.
Yeah, but they don't like each other.
Wait a minute, how Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin don't like each other?
Listen, Diva's been a thing.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't. Yeah. Yeah, we sitting here right now with Ida Divine, one of the dopest singers, and we talking about some of the dopest things that she's been through, too, and some of the dopest people that she's met. And one of the dopest people that she's met recently is Naomi Judd. So, if y'all don't know who that is, she's about to tell you who that is. Who is Naomi Judd, and how was it when you met her?
Thank you for asking. Naomi Judd is a iconic country singer. Her and her daughter have a group called the Judds that had their like won multi-platinum awards, Grammys, and all type of things. And they do stadium type R&B music, country music.
Country music.
But anyway, look up Naomi Judd. She is an icon in country music. So I was in D.C. one night for a Women's Songwriting Award event.
Okay.
And, you know, when you go to these events, sometimes they'll book the hotel and, you know, everyone stays in that hotel and mm-hmm. they have shuttles and stuff like that. So I was in the lobby going to, you know, fix my key. You know how you put your phone next to the room key and the shit... Come on now. All right, I just got upset. But anyway, I went downstairs because my key wouldn't work. And then, you know, when you're a long way from the lobby, you'd be like, come on, you know, I gotta pee and everything. Anyway, when I got down to the lobby, she was just standing there surrounded by these men. And she was like 4 feet tall. And I was like, I didn't say that. You know, I'm from New York, so I'll be like, you know. But anyway, I was there with my manager at the time, and she was like, why don't you go and get a picture? Mm-hmm. And so I asked her, I said, can I get a picture? And she just looks me up and down. She said, oh, you're beautiful, of course. Wow. And she's holding her award because we just came from the award show. Mm-hmm. So I took the picture with her, and that's on my Instagram.
Okay.
And then I asked her, something just jumped into my head, was like, ask her a question. Because she was just so, she was there. You know, when there's opportunities like that, you really have to not think too hard, but like just, you know, treat it like it's an opportunity for you to learn something, an opportunity that life is giving you to have that moment, right? So that's what I would say. But I did want the picture. I mean, come on. Naomi Judd.
Do you feel like when you meet some of these people, like, you have to shoot your shot, like, when it comes to singing?
I do.
Do you hold back from shooting your shot?
It's strategic. So,
we love you.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. So I asked her, I was like, can I ask you a question? She said, sure. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. I said, I've been, you know, in the industry around 10 years. And she said, oh, okay. Because that's like compared to her.
Words.
She's like, oh, that's so cute. But right. I mean, she didn't say that, but I just wanted to tell her where I was in my career, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, how do you feel about R&B singers doing R&B? I said, you know, I think that crossover is pretty cool, but I wouldn't want to be culturally appropriating country music. I said, how do you feel about that? And she was just like, do your thing.
Right.
She said, if that's what you do,
she said,
you're not going to sound like a country singer because you are an R&B singer. So what you put into that is going to turn into something totally different and what you do. So obviously, you know, you want to do you all the time. But she said, I think that's a good idea. I said, what about Patsy Cline? And you guys look up Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline
has a movie
out.
Patsy Cline is a singer that was alive in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And she's like the first female pop country singer.
Okay.
So I asked her popular music, like top 40.
Okay.
You mean like Billboard charting? She's the first chart. Let me say, yeah. When I say pop, sometimes it means popular, means top 40.
No,
yeah.
She's more musically inclined than most of us.
Well, you know, I've been doing it for a little 10 years, But so she was just like, do your thing. And I was talking about Patsy Cline, and she said Patsy Cline would be a great segue for you into country. So I put out a song. I don't know. I want to step over.
No, say what.
Okay.
So I
put out a cover of Patsy Cline's song called Walking.
Yes.
And that is my first country
my papers.
R&B.
I didn't look at it, but I knew we were segueing into that. That's her latest single.
Single. It's called Walking. It's actually a country R&B cover.
Did you make that after you ran into?
Oh, that's a good question. No.
Okay.
I had written it out and put it in my head. You know when you go record, it has to kind of like get in your head so that when you go to the studio, it can come out. Mm-hmm. So I didn't release it, if that's what you're saying. I didn't release it before that. I had it done in my head. Okay. And when she was like, yeah, I went to the studio and did it. And I was like, there you go. It was already an idea.
Right. So that was just ordained to happen. I love when stuff
happens.
Isn't
that crazy?
I love when, you know.
So that's kind of like the pathway. You're working on a country song. There's a country singer. Why don't you bridge that? You know what I mean? You got to be savvy enough to
feel after making that song and knowing that you just met somebody so big like that. Like, does that like create like a certain feeling in you? Like, you're like, oh my God, this feels so good to be able to do that because I know one day they might hear this.
Yeah, it's called manifesting.
Yeah.
And it's not something you learn immediately, but you have to think and really believe in something, right?
Mm-hmm.
For it to happen. But you don't know how it's going to happen. It can happen in all kind of ways, right?
Right.
So you just have to know that, yeah, this is something that I want in my life. And wow, I see a signal of the thing that I want in my life. Let me walk toward it and be kind to it and be humble and be open to learn whatever this experience is supposed to teach me.
You know what? I got a similar story to that. Recently, Papoose reposted a video that I did with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all haven't seen that, go check that out. We remixed. You know what? Just go. I'm gonna do that.
Right, and you gonna know.
And
what
I
it
want
is.
Y'all to know
yeah.
what the song is. I want you to go to my page and check
That's
it
cool.
out. But anyway, we remixed one of Papoose's songs, and I just ran. I had the idea in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, I really want to do this song over. When I was on the toilet, I was eating koi fish, but that's not what he said in the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I really want to do it now. A year before that, I used the same girls that he used in his video for my music video.
Wow.
Right?
That was
and they
the
did the same Harlem
uh-huh.
shake and everything.
Wow.
So when I seen his video with Lil Wayne, I was like, Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I liked the song so much, I was like, yo, I'm going to remix it with my daughter and do something funny. So I wrote it, but I just didn't do it. Then I had ran into Papoose in the club. I think, yeah, it was in the club. And he just was walking past me. Somebody invited me to do media for the night. You know, I take pictures and film and all that stuff too. And then I ran into him, and that was just that. We chopped it up for 2 seconds. And when I came home, I recorded the song, shared the video, and went viral. I got the most hits out of everybody. I won.
You won?
The goddamn challenge, okay.
Oh, man.
Who won the challenge, Papoose? That's what I want to know.
Who won the challenge? Did he say?
Huh?
Who won?
Nope.
Well, we already know.
I think it stopped now. I think K-Slade had passed just around that time. So,
it's a lot, yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to K-Slade, man. He was moving New York hard. What do you think about the New York music movement in general? Like, who in New York is coming out making us look good?
Musically?
Yeah. Ooh. I like Fabio, by the way. But
I do too. I'm gonna go with
I like
that.
Maino and Jim Jones movement too right now. Fab. You already know Fab.
Oh yeah.
Fab
the
is
new joint
one.
With Mary is real nice.
Yeah.
I'll go with Fab. Yeah.
You call him Fiv?
Yeah.
Why you call him Fiv?
Because when you know how you walk around Brooklyn is all the posters.
Posters all over.
Right,
his
so
face.
The his whole name be half his name be torn down so I can see the FIV. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah.
Oh wow, that's crazy, yo. Yeah. That's so dope. That's so nostalgic.
It is, right?
You call him Fiv. I call Fabio Fiv because his poster's always torn down halfway. You need to make that into a line.
You just did it.
Fabio,
I need to make it to the line.
Send my check.
Said, yeah. Yeah,
Fabio,
nah, you did that. You just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And so back to Naomi Judd. Sorry.
Back to Naomi Judd. Before you say anything, this is what I want to say because I think you spoke too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to change the vibe in here, but I'm going to change it back.
But I did.
About 3 months ago, Naomi Judd committed suicide. And for me, meeting her I met her in December of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that long ago. So it's definitely hitting different, right? So I know you probably didn't know that I would have never thought that somebody that I met who had such a beautiful energy and such a loving and giving spirit would be going through something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know,
she was like suicidal.
Yeah, suffered with depression.
Depression,
you know,
yeah.
Somebody like that who's these big stars still have these
we
issues
all
and
have
we don't
regular lives.
We do and you never know what people are
people
going
always
through.
Be like, yo,
yeah.
What's wrong with you, bro? Let me tell you something. The more genius you are and the more creative you are, your brain is wired differently from everybody else. That's why everybody be like, yo, what kind of woman you want to be with? She gotta be creative. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can't just be like regular.
Regular. But the regular people are in the audience, and I love the audience.
Yeah, no, we love the audience. But
saying, you mean for you, right?
For me,
right?
In general, because it's like I can't do it. It's like,
well, if you're like that, you definitely want to, you know, you want someone to bounce ideas off of and things
like
that. Yeah.
Do you feel like the person that you're with has to understand or at least come to your shows? Support your music and do all of those things, because these women these days they don't support. I'm just saying
they ain't supporting,
but not me, because they support me. I'm just saying when it comes to the when it comes to the rap music,
it gets a bad rap.
R&B music, a lot of them is like, boy, you can't even sing, or boy, you can't even rap or whatever. But like, do you feel like the woman should support her man and everything that he does, even if he's trash? You gonna tell him?
First of all, you don't want to say that something is trash, and someone else like it. Somebody always likes something. So it's something
one
that might be trash.
Is another man's
right.
treasure.
So,
I mean, one man's
treasure. You know, if that's somebody you love, you definitely want to support them and lift them up. My husband is at a show right now. Mm-hmm. He's in the music business as well. So
I definitely
have supported me. Mm-hmm. He supports what I do and I support what he does. And, like, you know, we bounce ideas and all that. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's good to do that.
Shout out to the Hubsy.
Yeah. But if he wasn't who he is, and he was still trying to do this, I might be like, man,
you gotta support me. You gotta support me.
Let me fix up your resume. You know, let me help you in another way. I'm still gonna support you, but let's do this too. You could do that. Let's do this too. You know what I mean?
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's
support it, but be real too.
I would say that I need somebody to support the music.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs someone to support their ideas in general.
Yeah,
but I feel like, watch this.
I agree.
So the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because I feel like as Black people, it's kind of like we downplay upcoming artists so much that it's so hard for that upcoming artist to actually make it.
Let me say something about that. They downplay new artists here in America.
But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Overseas, when I put the song out, I just put it on all platforms, of course, so that it's worldwide accessible.
Right. UK is
they got a hold to that motherfucking music, and it was like, bitch, we fucked with you now.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
The second paycheck, because I got a paycheck before, but the second paycheck that I recently got from CD Baby was because one of my songs bubbled in the UK.
Yeah. The way they listen to music and take music and rock to it, like the shit that, like, they're listening to drum and bass over there right now. Mm-hmm. The show that I just did, we had a party after, and I got to hear all the music that they be rocking to. They rock to 90s R&B, dance hall, house, Afrobeat, like, they just
all that shit.
They
that
support everything. They support
dope.
If they like it, they're gonna play it.
I keep telling
it.
People, the music is not only popular out here; it's worldwide. Music is just so vast. You just gotta get into it. Music, we love music, man. Who are some of your musical influences?
Oh, influences, definitely Wu Tang. Like, who's so in love with Wu Tang still? The lyricism, the production.
Have you met anybody from Wu Tang?
Yeah, I have a song with Inspector Deck.
She got a song with Inspector. See, y'all tapping.
I've opened up superstars
on my show. She got Inspector Deck at the Red Couch. She
definitely have met them. Yeah, even before they were famous. But influences, I love reggae. I love, like, Patra. I like dance hall, Lady Saw. I like Chaka Khan, Anita Baker, Sade.
You always going back.
Yeah, that's the era that captured me, you know what I mean? SWV, Mary, SWV. Faith, the whole Bad Boy situation. Like, everybody that was coming out of Bad Boy and shit was just popping. Oh my God.
You ain't lying about that.
Yeah.
Bad Boy had an era. Bad Boy
gave
more money than you can count.
Come on.
Everybody be talking about the Bad Boy curse.
Okay.
What happened?
Listen. Something happened there. I hope there's a movie that comes out one day and we
with
can
the
see
Boy
the
curse.
Whole behind the scenes of Bad Boy. That would be really good.
Probably not.
No. Probably not. You're right.
Maybe not. Because it should have came out already.
It
definitely
is. Well, the Biggie movie was kind of good. It showed a little bit, but...
Who's on Bad Boy now?
Is there a Bad Boy now? Right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, the whole Junior's Cheesecake thing just took over everything.
You think so?
Well, it was a huge thing.
So now that you just said that, big question. And I know this is a throwback question, but we're going to ask it right now. It's a throwback question. Would you have walked for that cheesecake to Junior's? Let me say this.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that. If I was on that show at that time, that show being one of the first type of hip-hop reality shows, like it was, right? Mm-hmm. and you got picked to be on that show, everybody fucking knows you. Everybody's watching the show. Babs, Dylon, and the other bad I don't remember them because
Chopper.
I mean, they were all stars in their own right. So I'm gonna say this. Yes. Because I'm already talented. So guess what? Now I'm walking and I'm struggling. You see how hard I'm fighting and how hungry I am for this chance with Diddy. I'm on this show. Fuck I'm gonna do. He put me up in this nice hotel. I'm walking. I walk. Here you go, Mr. Diddy. Right. Anything else?
Right.
You want but me to sing right now? Want me dance? What you need? I'm fucking with you. I wanna be on Bad Boy.
Right, but you know what? You know what's crazy? I always said I would have walked for that cheesecake no matter what. And the reason
it's like
why I'm
no brainer. It's so many different reasons why. But people will get in a crowd and be like, I ain't fucking.
Nah, I'm walking for that.
No.
You know why I'm walking for that? Because that walk ain't nothing.
Right.
I do that walk. You know, he was like, you'll walk over the bridge and go get the cheesecake from Jude. But you know, they're
nice
not
walk.
From them dudes. A lot
they're
of those
they're not
guys,
from here, so you don't understand.
Like,
people walk across the bridge all the time here. He really wasn't saying nothing.
Right.
He wasn't really saying nothing. He could have said get in the cab, but you know.
No, but
you,
he knew that they was from out of state.
And they ain't never walk across no bridge like that. Yeah,
a couple of them was from here, though. Yeah. A couple of them was from New York that he picked, but they ain't really last for too long.
Did they all walk, though? I don't even remember.
No, some of them didn't make it. Remember, you know what? I don't remember. Let me not even get on that subject, but that's crazy. Diddy, why you do that? We need a story. Does anybody want to see the Bad Boy story? I said the curse of the Bad Boy. I shouldn't have said that. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds
but
like
at the end of the day,
title,
a lot
though.
Of people...
Sound like a Lifetime movie title.
Yeah, because a lot of people name it that. So maybe Diddy, you could do a spinoff on it. It'll be big.
Now he gonna make some money off of it.
Welcome to the Red Couch with Burn, and you still here rocking with one of the dopest R&B singers, one of the dopest. We gonna say country singers right now because she's getting into that too. Mm-hmm. One of the dopest rappers. You gotta tap in. She can rap.
Yeah.
She can rap for real.
You.
Like, not just basic rap, like, for real. Yo, there's a song. I hate to stop that introduction right there, but there's a song that I saw you do recently. Damn,
okay.
I wish I would have wrote the name of that damn
it's
song.
It's a cover?
Man. No. You rapped.
Oh.
And you were spitting. Mm-hmm. But it was like the words didn't rhyme every
thing. I did that bi-weekly bar. Like right, not
yeah,
right here,
you,
but yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about. I know
what
you're talking
right?
about. Yeah,
yeah,
it's lo-fi.
Lit. So anyway, she could rap. She could do a whole bunch of shit. Okay, and I met her a long time ago, right? Mm-hmm. And this is why people keep in touch because I already know I was gonna have her on my future show. She was gonna be able to sing something for us, and this is the setup, folks.
Oh, it's the setup.
This is
okay.
the setup. I need a 16 or. I need like something, yes. I need something hot that I could vibe to. Let's go.
All right, Diddy. Come on, let's go. Okay.
I might give you a beat.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to give you something. You'll like it. I'll try to figure out the thing along
Tempo.
The way, like ad limit. Okay.
Let's go.
I told you you wasn't
going to
guess
what it is. We can sing together.
I think you might know the song. Okay. Okay, it goes. The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider.
My daughter's gonna love this. She's gonna love this.
Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
Whoa, you ain't.
Well, I was trying to take you to church, to preschool.
Never heard nobody sing the goddamn itsy bitsy spider.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I
need to get that license.
I just got
that.
An exclusive just now.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Yo, that's why, oh my God, you almost made my eyes water. Because that's why I love.
You see the soulful itsy bitsy spider. Listen.
That's why I love this show. Get different, unique things that happen all the time on this show. And right now, that was so soulful and heartfelt.
Aww.
To hear the Itsy Bitsy Spider while looking at my daughter's paintings.
You know what I'm saying? You're missing all.
Oh, right.
Shout out to Emily.
Shout
How
out
you
to
doing,
Emily.
Girl?
She chilling. She all right. You know, she doing what she do. Listen, I greatly appreciate you, man. I greatly appreciate you being here. First, I need you to let everybody know, before we get out of here, I need you to let everybody know where your music is, how to find you, and anything else that you want to drop on
the people. I can do that. My name is Ida Divine. I am a 2022 Recording Academy member. You can find me on Instagram at Ida Divine Official. I'm on Facebook at Ida Divine and on YouTube at Ida Divine. And you spell Divine D-I-V-I-N-E. If you search for me under D-E-V-I-N-E, you will get a whole different search, which is great.
But hold on, even if you spell it wrong, she might pop up.
I still pop up. Google has just been my friend over the years.
Who is your
Additionally,
friend, bro?
I have a show out called Marshmallows and Machetes.
Right.
And it is an oddcast where we talk about everything from aliens to the mafia to China's production.
So basically, she said she's gonna have me on her show. That's
so yeah, saying. We're gonna do the cross promotion thing.
So
we're gonna talk about some crazy stuff.
So the oddcast. You just said oddcast. What are we talking about over here? What is that?
Oddcast. It's a podcast, but it's video. Mm-hmm. I show up in different locations in different costumes, and I talk about, you know, some really strange things sometimes, and I try to tie it into the divinity of this world. So the name Marshmallows and Machetes is a play on words where, you know, the visuals are very sweet to you, but the content is very sharp. So it's kind of like a mind fuck.
That's
but it's
dope.
A good
That's
one.
Dope. I'm sitting here with Ida Divine, folks. I ain't never heard nobody sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider like Ida Divine. Can I just get one more?
One more of the Itsy Bitsy Spider?
No. I need another one. I need one more vocal. All
right. You running up your tab. Let's see.
Look.
Okay, let's do
something else. Shit. Goddamn. I'm going to try to run the tab up as much as I can while you're here.
Okay.
You know I'm going to come out. You know what I'm saying? I don't even need a 16.
Yeah.
You could just harmonize.
You like music, so you just want to hear the
tone. I just
want
to hear something so I can chop it up and send it to the people and let them know how, because I know real talent when I hear it. I'm telling you, people don't understand this about me. I don't really pat myself on the back like that, but I'm just saying, I know when I hear it. I'm saying, all right, anyway. I'm just saying, I know.
I fuck with you. Listen, me too. I know what the hell I'm hearing.
Y'all heard the goddamn Itsy Bitsy Spider, right? Anyway,
so, Diamond Light. I don't even know the song, really. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator.
Oh, wow, she went there on us.
Smooth operator, coast to coast and into Chicago for the lay.
Okay. Damn, I should have, you know what I should have did? I should have made you go.
That's, if I tell
Sweet.
You.
If I tell you now, come on, y'all know, you know what? I'm about to go cut my hair off listening to that.
Don't cut your hair off.
You know what I'm saying?
Would you keep on loving me?
But yeah, we are here. This is why I love this show, because it's so unorthodox sometimes. But at the end of the day, I love to promote the woman, the ladies, my friends. Everybody,
and we love you for
know.
That. Thank you for showing more than what women
yeah.
look like, but what is inside and
right,
what we
right,
can
right,
do
right,
and
right.
what we can bring. So
right,
we
right. You don't
that.
See all the nakedness all the time on my show.
Not
they look good though. The women's on my show do look good though. Don't
well,
front.
That that's
you know
a
I'm
given.
Saying? They do look good, but that's not the basis of the show. So at the end of the day, I promote women. I promote everything that women do. As long as it's, you know, respectful and you respect for your, you have respect for yourself and you respect yourself and everyone else, you allowed on my show. And I'm just grateful for you to be here, Ida.
Thank you.
I call you Ida, right? Do I have to say the whole thing, Ida Divine?
You know, you can call me Ida or Divine or ID. That's my rap name.
ID.
My manager calls
hit
me
her up
ID.
On Instagram ID. Too. If y'all got a question, y'all want to hit her Instagram.
Yeah,
hit
let's
that
talk.
Instagram.
I post things sometimes, and sometimes I just be lurking, but I'm still there.
All right, so yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed the show, Red Couch with Burn, Instagram/Red Couch with Burn, or just at Red Couch with Burn on Instagram, Facebook at Red Couch with Burn, Twitter, Red Couch Burn, YouTube, Red Couch with Burn, Patreon, Red Couch with Burn.
Oh, wait a minute.
Anchor, Red Couch with Burn.
He everywhere.
Spotify, Red Couch with Burn.
Dope.
YouTube already.
Yeah, you did. I was going to say it again. Shit.
YouTube. Nah, I was about to go into what you call it? Apple Music. Apple Music. I love Apple Music. They show me love. Yeah, man. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe. Can you say subscribe 10 times?
Subscribe to the channel.
If you can say subscribe 10 times fast, I'll give you $10 right now.
Subscribe.